Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
And now it's time for three big things on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one, today's meeting between President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu comes as Iran's president says it's in full-scale war with the United States, Israel, and Europe. ABC's Maggie Rooley.
Iran's president is saying not only that his country is at a full-scale war with the U.S., Israel, and Europe, but also claiming that the military is stronger than it was when the U.S. and Israel targeted Iran's nuclear sites over the summer. Now, you may remember back in June, President Trump ordered an attack on three of Iran's nuclear facilities using bunker buster bombs. He initially claimed their nuclear capabilities had been totally destroyed, but the government now says some of that enriched uranium wasn't eliminated, and it's unclear how far their program was actually set back.
Well, leaders continue to discuss moving from the initial cessation of hostilities to the second phase of Trump's 20-point peace plan. And the plan includes the disarmament of Hamas and the demilitarization of Gaza and establishing a board of peace chaired by President Trump to oversee reconstruction efforts in those areas.
The flu season is in full swing and has already hit record numbers in certain areas of the country. The CDC has classified the 2025-26 season as high severity. As of mid-December, flu infections were increasing in 47 states, with Hawaii being the only state reporting a decline. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Darian Sutton says flu cases are surging in emergency rooms and offers some helpful tips.
Number one, making sure that you work to reduce your risk. That includes masking, washing our hands, making sure if you can to get your flu vaccine, and just simply understanding that the flu is so much more than a simple cold. I am treating it in the emergency room. Understand that people are coming in feeling like they are so sick that it has to be something else than the flu. It's not proving more severe overall, the same numbers, but it's severe in terms of the numbers. By that, I mean more hospitalizations, more people in the ER.
The season is intensifying earlier than usual. The flu typically peaks in February.
Well, workers who will make the least will be making a little more in a few days. ABC's Wayne Cabot.
19 states will raise their minimum wage on January 1st, usually by a few dollars. Three more will raise it later in the year. 20 states, though, are keeping the federal minimum of just $7.25 an hour. For example, Pennsylvania. And what a difference the state line makes. Cross over into New York or New Jersey, it's more than double. Economists say it's not just the lowest earners who will get a raise. They say that when employers raise the base wage, the tide often rises up the ladder. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
So I did a little digging on this. The highest minimum wage beginning January 1st will be in Washington, D.C., $17.95 an hour. Washington State comes in next at a rate of $17.13. And some states will actually see two wage minimum increases in 2026. California is an example. They eventually will have the highest minimum wage, but their initial jump January 1st will go to $17. Then on July 1st, the value jumps to $19.13. So that's minimum wage across the board. Wherever you're working, if you are a minimum wage employee, that is the minimum. Wisconsin remains at the federal base level of $7.25, but it go around anywhere. I don't know who's paying that. Or accepting it might be a better way to put it.
Yeah.
I don't know who is earning $7.25 an hour for their job.
Yeah. Especially when you see all these other states are going up. But just looking at California, for instance, you need to make that much money to live out there.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Boy, and D.C., Washington State, incredibly expensive.
Yeah. So that may actually help you just to get by with these increases. But $7.25 as a base level for federal pay, and you wonder why people aren't trying to run out and get jobs where you probably could make more doing something that doesn't involve getting the traditional employment. So yeah, $7.25, that, come on, Wisconsin,
that is the base level. I'm not sure how many people are employers are paying that,
yeah,
but that is the base level. Yeah. Wouldn't be surprised to see an increase before too long.